What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's get in talking about computers here, because there's still this ongoing debate about encryption and about privacy and the ramifications for the Fourth Amendment. And apparently the FBI is on the warpath against encryption. The claim is they can't properly investigate criminals. I admit it's a bit of a problem. I know that it is possible to write very powerful encryption. We did it with our NSA challenge. And I did the NSA challenge to prove that real criminals and terrorists are immune from the FBI, CIA, and NSA. And so all this spying and all this getting rid of encryption, it's targeting ordinary, everyday, law-abiding American citizens. But apparently the FBI is back on the warpath. They want to outlaw investigation, rather encryption, or they want to mandate what encryption you are allowed to use. Now, for a lot of people, they have reasons to hide what they're doing from the government, not because they're committing a crime. And the example I keep going back to is the Asia-Pacific Economic Conference that was held up in Seattle, Washington. This was all the way back in the 1990s, but it was a big stink in the local papers, never made the national news. It basically came on out that U.S. government agents, including FBI, were hacking into the computers of conference attendees to steal business secrets, how much was going to be bid on a contract, other information like that, that was then forwarded over to Bill Clinton's cronies to give them an advantage in negotiation. Now, obviously, that's industrial espionage. It's illegal. It's got nothing to do with law enforcement or fighting terror. But yes, the government will do that. And I'm sure all of us have got photographs of ourselves and our significant others in embarrassing states that they want to keep private. Don't want people at the TSA pouring through them. I think one of the NSA whistleblowers came on out and said that the NSA data center in Utah is just filled with all the private porn that's been stolen from Americans' computers. So once again, this puts us all at risk, and I think nothing illustrates that better than this brouhaha over these so-called bugs built right into all of these different CPU chips, because it doesn't feel like a bug to me. A bug is something that happens once, or there's a bug in the code. This, I think, was a government-mandated backdoor, and somebody discovered it. And the ramifications of this are absolutely huge for the ordinary American. Now, first and foremost, because of the patches, they're losing the backdoor. That's going to be gone. But the patches are causing all kinds of problems on computers. It's slowing them down. Apparently, the iPhone will take a 40% performance hit because of these patches. Now, the cloud server giants are starting to talk about simply dumping Intel product after the Spectre and Meltdown chip flaws have been found, and just completely replace the equipment. And this has actually impacted us here at whatreallyhappened.com, because I got notified today by my hosting company that they are going to be replacing all of their servers to new ones without the Intel chips. And so at some point in the very near future, whatreallyhappened.com is going to be offline for about 3 to 5 days. I still don't have the fine details when it's going to happen, but it's something you need to be aware of. We will be taken offline for a while. The good news is we're going to be on a much more powerful, much faster server. And so that's a good thing. So getting on back here to iPhone, the slowdown is primarily, for some reason, in the execution of JavaScript. But again, think about all the people who just bought the new iPhone 7 or the iPhone 8 or, heaven forbid, the iPhone 10 for $1,000. And all of a sudden, they're going to be getting maybe two-thirds of the performance they paid for. I think there ought to be a class action lawsuit by everybody in America impacted by this against Intel. You owe us money. You went and wrecked our device. And these Intel chips are in so many different pieces of electronics, it's actually very hard to find something that doesn't have one of these chips. And so everybody's being hit. Everything with a computer, the whole internet, the whole cyberspace is going to be slowing down because of this. And we're already lagging behind the rest of the world. This is a real disaster. All right, we're going to take a quick moment to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about computers. We're talking about the implications of these, what I think are backdoors in these various central processing unit chips, and how it really is going to have a serious negative impact on computing as a whole. If you're using an application that does a lot of number crunching, you're going to take a hit. If I were still doing commercial computer animation at this shop, it's cutting my rendering speed by one third. And that means it takes 1.5 times as long to do a rendered sequence. Now, yes, I can go out and buy a second machine, but that's hardly a solution. We're still hearing a lot of things coming out from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and there's been a lot of interesting things out there. They've had some problems with some of the products, but there's a big stink being raised about robot pole dancers. And it's provoked a little bit of outrage from women who are saying it's the ultimate objectification. They denounce these robot strippers, even though they don't actually strip. They're just there dancing. And a lot of it, people are starting to talk about, you know, the rise of the sex robots, which appears to be a growing trend among that class of people who can actually afford something like that, just casually. I mean, it's a lot of money. So a lot of concerns. A lot of people are worried, how are the sex robots going to impact society? And we're already seeing these stories about men who bought a sex robot, and they're perfectly happy. And I saw another article about how women have become so politicized and liberalized and confrontive that maybe men just don't want to deal with them anymore, and hence the flocking over to the sex robot. I read a statistic recently showing that women are actually watching a lot more porn than they used to, which may mean that they didn't score a hot date on Saturday night. Society is definitely going to change because of these machines. I can imagine somebody might want to use the pole dancing robots as an advertising gimmick. I can't see any other reason to have one. Now then, apparently Twitter is being sued by Charles Johnson. He's an alt-right publisher, and basically he got shut down by Twitter, and he's declared it has caused him damages on several fronts. And he's got a lawyer, Robert Barnes of Barnes Law, and they're bringing action against Twitter. And among other relief, they want a declaratory judgment that Twitter has violated and continues to violate free speech rights under the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and or Article 1, Section 2 of the California Constitution. And so I want to cheer this guy on here, because these corporate social media companies are getting a little bit too big for their britches. And they're being turned, obviously, into government-controlled filters. They want only nice conversations on Twitter. And all of these filters and everything, they mostly seem to target conservative writers, conservative blogs. isn't it amazing how the liberals will always come on out and demand that they be allowed to speak their mind no matter where they are. But for everybody else, it's free speech zones and Twitter filters. Here's a very bizarre story. And I'm trying to figure this one out. I may just throw this one out to the listeners and say, can you make any sense of this? Basically, there is a campaign backed by George Soros and Richard Branson that is out there trying to tell people, don't call illegal drug users junkies or crackheads, okay, because it's stigmatizing them. Well, yeah. George Soros and Richard Branson's suggestion is that they should be called a person who uses drugs. Now, this is all being backed by Richard Branson and apparently former Liberal Democrat leader Nick Clegg. They're out there saying drug users are being, they're victims of discrimination. You know, not all discrimination is bad. There are certain forms of discrimination that are really forms of self-preservation. We had a problem here where we live, I guess it's going on 4 years ago now, where we had drug users, drug sellers, literally in both of our neighboring units. And the crime was high. Our Nissan got its spare tire stolen. Things were being broken into. There's a reason illegal drug users are stigmatized and shunned, because they bring with them other issues, such as high crime and the possibility that the young people living in this area can be lured into drug use. So I don't know what they think they're doing. Are they getting ready for global legalization of all illicit drugs? Are they going to make money on it? Is Soros and Branson all of a sudden getting into the heroin and the meth business? I find it puzzling. It just doesn't really seem to make much sense. Okay, over in the world of medicine, apparently there's been a major breakthrough at Duke University in North Carolina, and they were able to grow working human muscle tissue from stem cells. Now, stem cells, of course, are a very primitive form of cell. When the egg is first fertilized, that's what you get, is this little object called a stem. And as it grows and divides, the cells will specialize. And you can go from all kinds of cells, bone, muscle, nerve tissue, eyes, ears, nose, lips. And once a cell is specialized, you can't turn it back. But in this case, they were able to take a stem cell, and they were able to turn it into working human muscle. This opens the door to being able to help people who have lost significant portions of their muscle in an accident and get them back. Okay, we've got some callers waiting on the line here. Don in the Philippines, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I got a couple points. One, as far as Amazon, the thing that makes it irresistible to me is it tells you everything. Let's say you want to buy umbrellas, which I did recently. I wanted to buy umbrellas. Well, it does all this research for you. It tells you all the it shows pictures of the little thing, you know, from different angles. It's almost like going to a store yourself and looking at the umbrellas. And it tells you all the pros and cons of each and every possible umbrella you might want to buy, the high-end ones, the low-end ones. You know, so it gives you all this information. You're never going to get that if you go to any store. You'll have people, you might find somebody that will talk to you, and he may or may not know what's going on. So
yeah, that's why it's irresistible. One of the reasons Amazon is a success. eBay does the same thing. When you're looking at an item to bid on, it's got multiple pictures from many different angles and a description of what it is and what it does.
I wanted to say something about this guy, Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
I never heard the name until a few months ago when they had all this storm and fury about Harvey Weinstein. Everybody had to pronounce his name correctly, although I can't see why it's Dianne Feinstein and Harvey Weinstein. It's the same word. It's a German word for a beer mug, right? Stein or Stein. But anyway, let's call him Harvey Weinstein. For one thing, after all this talk, I don't see these being charged with any crimes. I don't think he did anything illegal.
Well, I haven't gone through all of the allegations from the women. I don't know that there's one of a forcible rape, but it is a very disgusting behavior. And what's even more disgusting is to see all these Hollywood luminaries who, over the last several years, have done a nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Everybody knew it was going on. And now they're all in high dudgeon saying, yes, this is terrible. We're going to wear black at the Golden Globes. We're going to make speeches about this. And I think it's actually given the public a bit of a bad taste for Hollywood in general, especially because following Oprah Winfrey's 9-minute speech at the Golden Globes, photos of her have surfaced being all buddy-buddy with Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. So they're all hypocrites.
They're all hypocrites. They're basically trying to make it look like they're doing something about the issue, but in point of fact, nothing will be done. And I say that because there have been times in Hollywood's past where the sexual abuse of people breaks out into the open. And every time, there's always a lot of moralizing and we must do better. And then things just go back to the way they were before. And part of the problem is because there are so many people trying to get acting jobs, they're perfectly willing to go along with sexual demands.
This guy, I've never heard of him before. I'm never not a big movie fan, but recently I saw one of his movies there on Netflix, Harvey Weinstein. And it was a great movie. It was about this, it was a documentary about the drug, the whatever the name of the drug was in it was mainly in England. A lot of people got hurt where they had shriveled up arms, birth defects.
Thalidomide.
Right. And that was a great movie. It was a good documentary, and it showed how they... one thing about these people, they didn't feel sorry for themselves. They were born with these little shriveled-up arms. They went ahead and lived their life. That's all they could do. And some of them apparently learned to use their feet to grab stuff. And there's one picture of this girl, some footage of this girl. They had a party for these people when they won their small amount of money they got out of them.
Yeah, well, and, I mean, from her point, from their point of view, it's just the way things have always been. Obviously, because I did work in Hollywood, I know who Harvey Weinstein is. And yes, over the years, he's produced quite a few wonderful movies. But that still, I don't think, excuses that kind of behavior that we're seeing. But it does go on. It was going on when I was working there. They're going to make a big show of trying to reform themselves. But it won't change. It'll just go back to the way it was right there. Okay, Don, I need to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Roxanne in Texas. Aloha, Roxanne. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I just wanted to mention on YouTube, you can go to type in Dr. Eric, B-E-R-G. He's talking about sciatica for Claire. And it's
her issue is not sciatica.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
No, I mean, she got back from the chiropractor. She seems to be doing kind of okay, but I can't talk with her about what happened until after the radio show is over.
I see, yeah. Okay, well, then skip that then, because it's a real great exercise for, like, you could help her with if it was sciatica. But okay, then I'll just toss that. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. I appreciate the thought. I really do. But apparently Claire had a really good experience with this chiropractor. I got a good feeling from him as opposed to the one she used to see. But apparently it's going to be a while before this is properly taken care of. All right. Back to the phones here. Dave in Missouri. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, brother. I had to come back. Thank you, Roxanne, for that tip on sciatica, because I actually am suffering for that. My email is david.michael.
No, please don't put your email out on the air. Dave, please don't do that, because
Okay, Mike, okay. You said something in response to our last conversation that prompted me to call you back. I mean, you know I don't do this very often. I don't do this. But what you said was important.
We're going to have to take a commercial break. Dave, I'm sorry. Stay on the line. I got to put you on hold.
I will.
We got to do a commercial break. I'll come right back to you. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Dave in Missouri. And Dave, can you just sort of continue where you left off?
You know, yeah, I mean, your song, We Will Not Go Down. Unfortunately, we already have. And this is just a reply to your comment after our last conversation on this show. I am not a grandstand, right? I don't do this because I want attention. What I have done my whole life is try to serve the interests of my hometown, the middle class, working families, the people who I grew up with. And, you know, we were never made in China oriented, right? We used to be made in America. And so what you said in response to our conversation when you come back from the break, I'm trying to stay up with you real time, brother. It's hard on me. I hope you get that. But I love you. And so I'm trying to stay up. So what you said was, you know, the big box retailers, yeah, they killed everybody local. You know, and now
yes,
they're going down. And it's going to take time to get local competition, local businesses, local manufacturing. You know, I mean, this is not, okay, so let's take this back a step, because too many people don't understand the supply chain. So you have to first have the resources. That means you have to mine the product. You have to develop the product. You have to engineer it. You have to develop it. You have to manufacture it. Then you have to distribute it. Well, what has happened with these big box retailers? And Mike, this is the only reason I called back is because I felt like you didn't belabor this point enough. What happened with these big box retailers was they purchased American politicians to then
yes.
outsource all our resources with our technologies, right? China didn't know how to produce the widget in 1989, in 1994. They didn't know that. The Clinton regime, the George the Bush, you understand. So what people don't understand is that it took 200 years to develop your hometown, your downtown, which is now Sarajevo Light. Why? Because Walmart has destroyed your local economy because they purchased politicians on both political parties to offshore our 200 years of our genius in production. Now, Mike,
well, I talk about this all the time. I talk about this all the time.
I know you do.
Dave, gotta let me talk. Okay.
Yes, sir.
This all goes back to the end of World War II and Harvard Business School, which, because those were boom times, the United States was the only country whose industrial base was intact. So the rest of the world was coming to us for products as they rebuilt their civilizations, and business was growing so fast they had to keep the skilled workers on the floor because they couldn't find any new skilled workers, so they needed to find an alternate source for managers. And Harvard Business School came up with scientific management, which was a unified set of practices that could be applied, they thought, to any business, and they had a degree program to go with it, the Master's in Business Administration. And what they inadvertently did is they created a generation of managers that don't emotionally connect to that manufacturing or agricultural process. It's beneath
them. Okay, where I differ from you is it was not inadvertent. These Rockefeller-funded organizations knew all along they are traitors. They have always been about maximizing return for themselves on the labor of others. That's all they've ever been about. So, you know, we've got two classes of people in this world. We have the working families who, you know, are honest, who, you know, I mean, if your car breaks down at their farm, they're going to help you out, you know. And we have the banker class. Now, the banker class is an entirely different entity. I mean, it didn't used to be because my grandpa was a banker. I mean, he's 40 years never foreclosed on a piece of property or repossessed an automobile until the regulators ran him out of the business. But, the banking entity from New York, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Rothschild arm, I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
You're belaboring the point here. We have to draw that line between your mom and pop depositor type bank, which is a useful item for a community.
Well,
I think that's probably,
brother. I mean, that's dead, man.
No,
I mean,
we still have depositor banks, but we have to remember that private central bank is really at the root of all of this cash
of all
drain.
Evil. Absolutely. So if you can, let me make this one small point.
15 seconds.
So, okay. I don't think we can do it, brother. And I have spent my life trying. But at this point, the way they have polluted our working class, the way they polluted the generations, I just don't believe that it's possible in a generation or two to come back from the decimation they have reaped on us for the profit of the Waltons, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds,
Dave, we're out of time. I gave you a lot of airtime today. I'm going to have to let you go. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the telephones. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, first off, I just want to make a comment. SpaceX, this disaster, is just more proof that we never went to the moon. Two shuttles explode, SpaceX explodes. It's a hard case to make, Mike, that we went there 3 times error-free. Number two, Harvey Weinstein.
Okay, hang on. Rick.
I'm going to hang up and you can comment, okay? I'm going to Harvey Weinstein, this whole, all these people that are walking away from their jobs because some women pointed a finger at them, they all know who the mafia is, and I'm almost sure that Al Franken had to have been threatened to walk away from his job. He didn't even say boo. He spends 11 months out of the year campaigning and getting reelected. He just walks away. I think there's more dangerous forces involved here. Thanks for my call. I'll let you talk offline.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the call, Rick. Obviously, there's a lot more going on in the background than we are seeing behind things like Al Franken and Harvey Weinstein. In the case of Al Franken, actually more than a few of these, I think the idea is that they're aware there is something worse out there, and if they stay in office, it'll come out. And by leaving office, basically that puts an end to the story right there. So I'm Weinstein'd out. Like I said, everybody knew what was going on back when I worked in the film industry. Let's get a couple of new stories in here. Over in the town of Hutchinson, Kansas, there's been a very strange incident, deadly incident. Actually, not in the town itself, but a resident of the town, Tyler Miller, 51 years old, was driving on a mountain road in the Coconino National Forest in Arizona on his way to a spiritual retreat when he lost control of his truck and he hit a large rock. And all of a sudden, things are getting very, very fuzzy. Now, because it was a national park, federal land, the FBI was called on in. And the story is that a forest ranger showed up to help and just apparently shot this guy dead. And the family and friends are stunned. Apparently, it was a female forest ranger. The FBI admits that Miller was not armed, and saying that all they know about the incident is that Miller got out of his car and the officer opened fire. More prescription antidepressants, maybe. This is a little bit weird. Health Canada has just issued a warning not to eat laundry pods. Those little pods, you throw them in a washing machine, they're full of soap, they do your clothes. Was this really necessary? I mean, if I were Canadian, I would be feeling very insulted right now that Health Canada thinks I don't know it's a bad idea to put soap in my mouth. This is Big Daddy government gone completely wacko and crazy at this point. Getting out to California, those Montecito mudslides are apparently considered biblical in terms of the disaster. There are people who are missing. They're trying to find them. Searchers are out there. Rescuers are out there trying to dig out places where people might have survived here. And apparently this was a classic case of warnings that were ignored, because the masses of soil that became the mudslide had been a source of concern for quite some time. And now there's a shouting match going on where the residents of the town where the mudslide hit are screaming the government should have done something, and the government's coming back and said, we did. We said, you know, this is a warning. You should do something, like maybe, you know, build a retaining wall or move. But I saw one photo of a section of California freeway up there completely filled with mud. It looked like a river. So this was a bad one. This was a very, very bad one. Speaking of California, they're out there trying to figure out what's going to happen now that marijuana has been legalized for recreational use, and on the assumption that Jeff Sessions is not able to intrude into what is essentially a state's right issue. But somebody did a study and said if marijuana was fully legalized across all 50 states, there would be 782,000 jobs required to harvest and transport and prepare the marijuana, 1.1 million jobs by 2025. Basically, they're looking at a total marketplace of $130 billion. That's a lot of money on the line. And that is why the alcohol and tobacco companies were so opposed to marijuana legalization, because people who are doing marijuana, they tend not to do tobacco. They tend not to do alcohol. They don't work well in combination. So that is really a huge amount of money. Now, there's been a little bit of an upset again in California. Apparently, 3 days before Christmas, 10 days before California's legal retail marijuana was allowed, California Highway Patrol officers pulled over the truck of a locally licensed marijuana distributor and just seized it. 1,800 pounds that was supposed to be processed through the existing legal marijuana structure for medical marijuana users, was supposed to be processed at the factory, given the traceable barcodes, sample tested and everything. And the CHP, just for some reason, just 10 days before it was totally legal, they just seized it. Now, this is getting a little bit weird. Apparently, State Representative Steve Alford, this is in Kansas, came on out with a very questionable remark on the issue of legalizing marijuana. He came on out and said that black people can't handle marijuana because of genetics. Now, I have not heard anything that bizarre since the movie Reefer Madness. And it's frightening that this guy is actually in a state legislature passing laws. Now, as you know, one of the riders that was attached to the recent tax cut law basically is a provision opening up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to commercial oil drilling. A lot of environmentalists are very upset about that, but apparently they're already up there getting ready to go, and Chevron apparently already has a drilling site in the refuge that was set up secretly, so they knew that this was actually going to happen. Talking about the Zuma spy satellite, the other day there was a SpaceX launch, and nobody was really sure where the satellite went. They have now confirmed that the satellite did fall into the Indian Ocean after failing to separate from the rocket's second stage. SpaceX and the government are pointing fingers at each other, saying it's actually your fault. Our part of the system worked correctly. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. Apparently, the satellite was a $1 billion satellite, so was obviously able to do a lot of interesting things up there. Apparently, the James Webb Space Telescope has passed a significant series of tests, and that's good news because it failed the last one. This is a test of what conditions are going to be like during launch and in space. They put it in a giant vacuum chamber on a shaker table, and they shake it to simulate the vibration of the launch, and the telescope came through with flying colors. This is an $8 billion telescope. Supposedly, it'll be launched early summer of 2019, and they have made sure that it's properly in focus, unlike the Hubble. And it's a very interesting design because the main mirror is actually folded up to fit inside the launch container. And then when the Webb telescope gets out to its orbit, which is actually going to be quite far out from the Earth, they'll not be able to reach it with any shuttles to repair it if something goes wrong. The mirrors literally unfold and lock into place. And it's an ambitious design. It's a very ambitious design. And engineers are confident it will be able to capture starlight in focus and track astronomical targets. So they're getting ready to go with that. And good for NASA. It's nice to be back in the space business instead of being Al Gore's sales staff. Now, here is a weird story. Well, it's not really weird, but it's interesting. And it's going to remind us that the gap between human minds and animal minds isn't as great as some people like to imagine. Apparently, documentary filmmakers discovered orangutans. They filmed them chewing certain plants into a lather, which they then applied to their bodies as an ointment. And apparently, the same plant is used by the indigenous humans in that same forest. So apparently, orangutans understand the idea of medicine, of medicinal herbs and how to use them. And that is really quite stunning. Okay. Rand Paul is announcing a plan to overhaul the FISA spying program. Apparently, he was on Fox Business with Kennedy, talking about the FISA spying program. It does need restrictions and protections for the American people. We know certainly it was being used for political purposes right after Trump won the election. They started spying on him. They were probably spying on him before the election as well. But for some reason, for whatever reason, they spied on Trump after the election. Maybe they're trying to figure out some way they could get him to step down from the inauguration. But there's a lot of skullduggery going on out there. And I think one of the reasons the founding fathers worked so hard to create a weak, constrained, powerless central government is the knowledge that when a government can do something, inevitably it will. When it can spy on all the people, inevitably it will. Okay, apparently Sarah Carter is confirming that, yes, the Clinton-funded Russian dossier was used by the FBI to obtain those FISA warrants on the Trump campaign. That is significant. That is very, very significant. It was a hatchet job, plain and simple. Now, the FISA warrants are invalidated. Anything they collected under those warrants is inadmissible in court. But then they weren't building a court case. They were simply intelligence gathering. This just gets stinkier and stinkier and stinkier. Apparently, Michael Wolff was interviewed on The View and was taken to task by Meghan McCain for apparently quoting in his book a private conversation that was supposed to have been off the record. And apparently the conversation took place between late Fox CEO Roger Ailes and former chief strategist Steve Bannon. And the conversation took place at this off-the-record dinner that took place in Wolf's home. And so Megan basically goes after him saying, you set up a dinner, you tell him it's off the record, and then you quote them out publicly. And Wolf said, yeah, well, once Ailes was dead, the off-the-record source died with the source. And Megan came back and said, you know, this is why people hate journalists. And again, through long years of my own experience, there really is no such thing as off the record. Okay. Apparently, Shepard Smith has angered quite a few people because apparently he incorrectly fact-checked President Trump after the press conferences earlier, basically going from, well, he's still pushing the Russia collusion story. And he's trying to use the indictments to say, see, there's evidence of Russian collusion. There isn't. The indictments have nothing to do with the Russian collusion. Papadopoulos and Flynn pleaded guilty to process crimes, lying to FBI agents. And in Michael Flynn, it's obvious at this point, he was entrapped by Peter Strzok during a friendly conversation. But Shepard Smith is still out there saying, oh, yes, it proves what's going on, the Russian collusion. They're still out there pushing that. We have to push back. We have to push back. When you meet anybody, when you're interacting with anybody online, and they're saying the Russian collusion, say, show me the evidence. Where is the proof? I saw another video of Tucker Carlson going after one of these liberal mouthpieces who was just going on Russia collusion. And Tucker Carlson kept hitting that point. Where is the evidence? Where is the proof? And finally, this other spokesperson was saying, well, there's proof, but we can't show it to you. It's just as good as non-existent. If you can't show us the proof, there is no proof. Don't sit there and say, we have proof, but we can't show you. Just take our word for it. Nobody with more than a single-digit IQ is going to take the word of anybody in corporate media or government right now. It's gotten that bad here. Over at Jack in the Box, apparently their CEO has decided it's time to swap cashiers out for robots due to the minimum wage increase. And I imagine if they mean cashiers, it's going to look like a little ATM. You pick what you want off the screen, you slide your card, and it's brought to you, who knows, by another robot. I cannot tell you what a bad idea this is, this rush to automation. It may look good on paper, just like outsourcing, when it first started, looked good on paper. The first few companies that did it showed profits. But with everybody doing it, we've reached this situation where so many people are out of work and people who are working have so little money that we're seeing these major retail outlets collapse. This is only going to make the problem worse. Because if you let people go from all these jobs and you replace them with robots, these people will not have the money to go back into those stores. Those robots are going to be sitting there idle. We have, for the economy to work, there have to be jobs for people where they can make a decent living and pump that money back into the economy. I won't use a robot automated checkout. They're starting to show up around here. Home Depot has them. Sam's Club has them. I won't use them. I absolutely will not. We've got to keep America working. And getting on back to that phone call we had earlier in the show, we have to restore a positive image for people who work. We have to make them into cultural heroes again instead of looking down on them. That's the wrong lesson to send to young people. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today, and I want to take a few minutes to talk about this flu crisis, and it really is starting to look like one as well. As I mentioned before, over in Great Britain, there are so many sick people. The health service there has actually put all non-emergency care on hold until at least next month, because people are just pouring on into the hospitals from this illness. And, of course, it's giving critics of the health service an opportunity to say, see, this is the problem with socialized medicine. It always winds up shortchanging people, blah, 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 blah. But it turns out there's a double whammy here. Apparently, there's not just one nasty flu going around. There are two. The first one surfaced in Australia. It's called the Aussie flu. But apparently, there is a second nasty flu that came out of Japan. And that more than likely is the one that Claire and I got, because we have a lot more people flying back and forth from Hawaii to Japan than we do to Australia. So once again, I urge you all, don't be brave, don't be a hero. If you start to get ill, get to your care provider, stay home from work, don't infect other people with this, because it's going to be nasty. Now, somebody went on out on the subject of supplements. We all know about supplements. You go to Down to Earth or GNC or these other stores, and you get supplements, vitamins and supplements. And generally, the orthodox medical industrial complex likes to ridicule them. You know, it's patent medicine. It doesn't do anything. It's a waste of money. You should come on in here and use what we're selling here. But somebody actually went on out and surveyed doctors as to what supplements they themselves are actually taking. These obviously being people who would have the knowledge to understand whether the supplements are beneficial or not. And apparently turmeric is understood to protect against arthritis, heart disease, and some cancers. Doctors said vitamin D was very, very important to maintain healthy bones, which I used to hear that when I was a kid. Taking a probiotic was very, very important. Omega-3. And always to eat just ordinary, real food. This is coming from a survey of doctors. Okay, now, apparently there is now an issue here regarding Medicaid and so-called work requirements. And apparently this is something that they tried up in Maine, where they tied availability of Medicare with having some kind of job, and apparently Trump is all of a sudden thinking this is going to be a really, really good idea. And basically it's saying get a job or be a volunteer someplace. Well, the problem with that is some people on Medicaid can't work. Some people on Medicaid are taking care of other people on Medicaid and can't work. I think it's got to be polished a little bit more. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, probably with the Lady Claire. And stay tuned for John Steadmiller's program. He's got a lot of stuff to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Share it everywhere that you know. We're still in this fight of the truth against the liars. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.